That poor man. The way that fog came in, I have never seen anything like it.
Barry! Iris?
I'm all right, Dad.
What the hell were you thinking having her out here? And I told you, when you see danger, you run the other way. You're not a cop.
Because you wouldn't let me.
You're damn right.
Joe, I need to talk to you.
It can wait.
No, now. I know who did this. It's Clyde Martin. I know everybody thinks he died in a plane crash after the Star Labs explosion, but he's alive. All right, something happened to him that night. I think he can control the weather. The recent robberies, they all happened during freak meteorological events. And when I just confronted Martin, the street was instantly enveloped in fog. Of course you don't believe me. You never believe me.
Okay. You want to do this now? Out here? Fine. Martin is dead. There is no controlling the weather, Barry. Just like there was no lightning storm in your house that night. It was your brain helping a scared little boy accept what he saw.
My dad did not murder
yes,
my mother.
Yes, he did! Your dad killed your mother, Barry. I am sorry, son. But I knew it, the jury knew it, now he's paying for what he did.
Dad, enough!
Iris, I have done my best to take care of you since that night, and I have never asked for anything in return, not even a thank you. But what I do ask now is that you, for once in your life, see things as they are.
You're not going to believe this. I got the eyewitness sketch of the robber for the bank job. If I didn't know better, I'd say that's Clyde Martin. But that's impossible. He's dead, right?
I wasn't the only one affected by the particle accelerator explosion, was I?